T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But welcome back to Fans on a Pro with Deuce McAllister and Steve Geller. And on our line is Jimmy Smith, publisher at TigerDetails.com. And he'll give us his insight and what he thinks are some of the keys for the LSU Tigers as they take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs this weekend up in Starkville. Jimmy, how you doing?
What's going on, Jim? Doing well, gentlemen. How are you?
Christian said we had to ask you, how's the hernia going?
Oh, dude, I don't know what happened. It's old man tinnitus. I coughed, and next thing you know,
I know what you mean.
I'm popping my lower abdomen, and I've just been laid up all day. I just don't get it.
You look
killing my golf game.
Oh no! You see now that's that, now you're speaking Deuce's language,
yeah,
right there.
You get me back involved in that conversation.
Like, yeah, I think Deuce is like me. I have 9 wedges in my bag.
I love it.
We were going to break, and Deuce mentioned the fact that, you know, could this be a trap game for the LSU Tigers coming off that big high of beating Florida? And how do you feel about that term? What is your thought on the term trap game?
I don't think there's a trap game in the SEC. I think these teams know, whether you're Alabama or Ole Miss, at the top or the bottom, that everybody in the SEC, every team has some high-caliber players that can really hurt you if you don't show up. And Mississippi State's a team that's given LSU all it can handle in recent memory. 2 years ago, they beat them. And so I don't see this as a trap game. This is a team littered with juniors and seniors on the roster. I don't see Joe Burrow letting his offense kind of take the week off at practice and not showing up for film sessions and some of those things that can happen at times. I feel like this is a different unit, and I don't think they're going to show up lackadaisical against Mississippi State this week. And I think they're going to show up ready to play like they have all year.
Mississippi State coach Joe Moorhead, he's taking a lot of heat there from their alumni for losing to Tennessee, and feel like coming off of a bye week, they were not prepared. They've decided to go with their freshman quarterback, Garrett Schrader. They will be at home. I think that they do have an elite running back in Kylan Hill. How do you think that defense, Dave Aranda, will those guys be locked in and focused to be able to slow that offense down, or at least ready and prepared for anything that they can kind of throw at them?
Yeah, I think this is the game where you see a lot of Grant Delpit in the box to kind of disrupt that running game and really take away Mississippi's strength. Schrader's a capable passer, but he's more inclined to throw the ball short and to intermediate passing routes. So I think LSU could survive with some of those cover one looks and not having two safeties high against this team and dropping one of those safeties down in the box. So I think LSU is going to look to force them into those 3rd-and-7, 3rd-and-8, longer situations and really take away that running game. The problem, as you said, Hill's a pretty dynamic back. He's a really quality running back in the SEC, and Schrader provides some ability to run the ball himself between the tackles. He's a good, powerful young man. He can really run the ball. So LSU's really going to have to show up and tackle, be solid in their run fits, play disciplined football, and force Mississippi State to do things they don't like to do, which is to throw the ball a little bit downfield in those 3rd-and-long situations.
We're talking to Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. He can be found on Twitter at JimmyDetail.
Now, you look at this Mississippi State defense. I know they lost two big players in the NFL draft last year. Are they going to have any way of being able to slow down Joe Burrow in this Tigers offense?
Well, I'll tell you, I think this is a game. It's a good thing that LSU running game showed up. Mississippi's strength is on the back end of that defense. It's
right.
Back seven. It's front four. If it's front four, really took some hits with that draft. Guys like Jeffrey Simmons and those guys that have been there for quite some time moving on. So I think the strength of that defense is in the back seven. So LSU's going to really probably want to run the ball here and kind of get those linebackers to come up a bit and respect some of those RPO play actions so they can get some of those windows between the linebackers and safeties for those deep crossers and in the middle of the field they've been attacking all year. And if Mississippi State, and if LSU's able to run the ball, Mississippi State has to to bring one of those safeties down and run support. Now you're opening things up on the outside. So I think this is a really good matchup for LSU. If they can run the ball, they should find themselves in a lot of good situations. And I don't know if there's a team in the country. If LSU could put up 40-plus on Florida, I don't know if there's a team in the country that can hold them below that number. So the way I see it, I think LSU's going to have another one of those offensive showings in the 40s, pushing 50 points. And depending on how that defensive plays will determine how close this game is.
Well, and Jimmy, that kind of took it. I was going to get your prediction at least on a score-wise.
Yeah.
And then I was going to be able to let you go, my man.
Well, I'm looking at 45-20 or so. I think that's what we're looking at here. Mississippi State will find some success offensively simply because they're going to be given 80 plays with LSU's base on offense. But LSU's going to score plenty of points. So let's go 45-20.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Jimmy. And you definitely take care of yourself, man. We got to get out there and swing those clubs when we get a little time, all right?
I'm game. All right, guys. Y'all
appreciate it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com. It can be found at Twitter or on Twitter at Jimmy Detail.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.